Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 10 of Adulting on Hard Mode. I'm your host, Tanya.
I'm Carrie.
And this is, I said episode 10, so we're going to kind of go over a few apps and different things. We haven't really had big weeks because I think we both just don't feel good. And we put so much effort in the front that we have had to pull back, but that's okay. I think most people don't have full-time hours to put into this kind of stuff, so...
For real. I feel like I've had a pretty good week. I mean, mm-hmm. I definitely have pulled back, like you said, but I feel like I've had a better week than the last couple of weeks.
Oh, good. Inbox dollars, have you been doing that?
Really? I did. Yeah, so I put in a couple of receipts. I got, what was it, like 58 cents from one receipt that we went grocery shopping. You get like a penny for uploading any receipt, and then it kind of searches for like sales and stuff that they had on inbox dollars, and so that's where I got the 58 cents from. And then I did a couple of surveys yesterday, and I got a couple of dollars from those, just quick. They actually weren't that long. I mean, like it said like 20 minutes and 30 minutes, but it was less than that. And I qualified for a bunch of surveys. So it was pretty good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had signed up for it finally the other day. Do they have a mobile phone app?
I think so. Yes. I think that's where I have it on my phone.
Okay. I was having trouble finding the app. I used your referral code and signed up like that. And so I had it on the web, all I have literally done on it is sign up and put in my information. And I have like $5.60. Mm-hmm. I think because I used your referral code also.
You get an automatic $5 when you sign up.
Sign up. Okay.
So anybody that signs up, whether you use the referral code or not.
You get $5. And then how does the referral?
Then I got some more money when you signed up with my referral code. I don't know how much specifically. I think it went up like $5 from yesterday. Mm-hmm. So I think I got like an extra $5 for using my referral code. And again, that is where if you're using inbox dollars, that's where you're going to get most of your money, is using other people's referral codes.
I really think in general, the more we do these, the more I'm like, you're going to get most of your money from referral codes. But mm-hmm. I still go back to Swagbucks, because the great thing about Swagbucks and referral codes is not only do you get money for the referral code, you get 10% of all the points that person makes.
Yeah, that's why. That's
a new thing.
And see, that's why I liked branded surveys, because if we use branded surveys, like I get a percentage of what you get because you used my referral code, or whichever way. I think I used referral code. So like you would get a percentage of my earnings because mm-hmm. I signed up under you. So I don't know. That might be something. I might start promoting that on our TikTok, our referral codes, and just see. Yeah. Where that leads us. I mean, because that's where you're going to make most of your money doing these side hustles, like Swagbucks, inbox dollars, branded surveys, is through referral codes.
Yeah, I've really wanted, that was kind of for the month, and I really haven't done that much with it, but wanting to get our podcast more set up for monetization. And so it'll be things like on TikTok, we need to get, maybe we just make a beanable of for the TikTok, like Adulting on Hard Mode, and put all of our links and stuff on there so that people can go in there. We can even just kind of copy what we have on our own. That monetizing the podcast in general, like we're gonna go ahead and probably add ads here, and I'm trying to get our YouTube's consistent and the podcast consistent, and man, Instagram, I want to start getting a little Instagram building following too, and see if maybe that'll something, but I don't know. But this month, that had been one of the things I really wanted to focus on. And I've done a little bit. I went into it with a little bit, but I really screwed myself over by cleaning so hard for so many days in a row.
Yeah, totally. I did that last week too. I went balls to the walls on Monday and did a bunch of errands and like all that kind of stuff. And the rest of the week I was in bed. I mean, I had a migraine one day. I couldn't walk one day. Like it was so ridiculous just how much
just the little
what people stuff. Yeah, like what people consider little things really take it out of you. I mean, are really mm-hmm. big things when you're chronically ill. Like, and it's it sucks.
Yeah. The other app that we are using is Shopkick. And if I'm honest, I've looked at it. I think it's cool. I think it's something that if I use those products, I would definitely use it. And it's, I feel like you can make a little bit of money just scanning the barcodes when you go in general. Like, I think Walmart has the most, and then like Target. Yes. I was looking and trying to plan it, but you get like 10 points just for walking into Walmart. So yeah,
that's what I was going to say.
Yeah. It's something that if you go to stores in person, I do think you could make just like a little extra, like $4 or $5 here or there when you go in, if you take the lap around the store. But mm-hmm. I avoid stores like the plague. Like yeah. the plague.
Like yeah. So my problem with Shopkick is I don't go into stores very often because I don't drive.
Yeah.
And when I do go into stores, I completely forget to open the app. Like by the time yeah. I went to the store today, and on the way to the store, I was trying to remind myself to open up the app when I got there. And I even got a notification from Shopkick while I was there. And I was like, and didn't use it at all. And then I left the store. I was halfway home before I was like, oh my God, I forgot to use the app again. So yeah, like that's
fair.
So I just haven't used it, and it doesn't, like, I have the app downloaded on my phone, and mm-hmm. you have to like go in the app and click that you're walking in, because you get points for walking in, but it doesn't automatically detect that you're walking. Oh. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah. I saw it. You have to like say I walked in here or whatever. Yes. And then yes. you get the points.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did see that. But I don't go to stores.
Yeah.
Like, I hate stores. I had a plan to do it this morning, but I stayed up so late last night with the foster cat, which honestly, it wasn't really her fault as much. I just couldn't fall asleep. And I've still been getting like really bad restless legs at night. So
yeah,
I'm concerned it's the Cymbalta.
That sucks. I haven't had any problems with my Cymbalta this time around, except for the sweating at night. Like, and that, I guess I'm used to it by now, that I'm like, okay, I'm just going to be sweating through my pillow at night, every night.
Yeah.
It beats being depressed.
Right. And so it might be the Cymbalta, but also like, I haven't been normal. I haven't gone to my chiropractor. I haven't been walking. I haven't been doing anything. So I don't know if maybe I just need to get a little active and that'll help with it. I'm not sure if it'll make it better or worse, but. In any case, that's why I don't go into stores.
Yeah. Any hoodle doodle.
Any hoodle doodle. Etsy, how's your Etsy store been going?
It's been okay. I haven't, I turned the ads off on my Etsy store for a little bit because I ran out of the crystal confetti, which is the most popular item. I just restocked it, I think, yesterday. So I turned the ad back on for that one listing. Mm-hmm. And I added some candles to the shop just to see how they're going to do. I'm having problems designing, like coming up with designs for stuff. And like coming up with like pictures and stuff to use. Because Printify is very limited and they don't have any crystal selection at all. Because it's super niche. But
So you can make your designs on Canva or Kittle and then bring them to Printify.
Yeah. So I did that with all three of my candles, actually. Was designed them in Canva and then brought it over to Printify. When I'm on my medications, it's really weird. And it's always been like this, like since I've been taking medications for my mental health since I was like 19. When I'm on like depression medications or antipsychotics, which I'm on both right now, my creativity bone is non-existent.
I can't, like, it's really weird because when I'm not medicated, I can paint, I can write, I can come up with ideas, like, nobody's business. But as soon as I'm medicated, I'm like, I've got nothing.
I mean, I think that's a common thing for people. I think that's why they also say, like, I don't feel like myself on meds.
It is. Yeah. It's like, an extremely like common thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there was, I mean, there was a period of time I didn't paint or do anything for years and years and years. I just realized something about that. But anyway.
Yay.
Yeah.
Free therapy since you didn't have any today. It's trickle. What, a trickle down therapy or something?
Yeah, no shit. God.
On Etsy, I have one listing. I made one listing. And yeah, it's really hard to be creative. Like, when you sit down and you're like, oh, that's easy. Those are so cute and simple. And then you're like,
I can't think of anything.
You know what helps? ChatGPT or some kind of AI.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I came up with ideas.
I forget, like, I was using it. I use AI for my social media content to come up with ideas and, like, scripts and stuff. I never think to use it for designing products, ever.
And so it's not, like, super great, but it helps give me ideas. Because my hardest part is coming up with an idea in general. Like, I need an idea. Yeah. And when I do ideas, I have so much more trouble putting them down. And I think I'm going to probably steer away from images and just do text-based things with, like, one or two little images. Little images. Like, yeah. Like, you know, the croquette is really popular, so maybe I do, like, cunt with little croquette bows on each side. Things like that.
That's what I was thinking too. I was thinking of, like, I just need to find a good, like, little picture of, like, a little crystal or something. You know what I'm saying? That way I can put it on the products. And that's what I'm having difficulty finding.
Well, and that's, you don't even necessarily need crystals. Cause, like, me personally, I barely ever wear shirts with images on it, but I'll wear text, you know? So, like, you could also just put, like, a plain text or a bubbly text or whatever. It doesn't even necessarily have to have crystals on it, like, especially the candles.
Oh, yeah, the candles have tarot pictures on them.
Yeah.
Like, one of my candles is black, and it has, like, a picture of, like, a skeleton reading, and at the bottom it says the reader, so it's like a tarot playoff, you know.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah, you should totally just do a deck like that. And then, like, but you could do ones that are, I mean, anything like that. You could just have a Pisces one with a little Pisces fish on it.
Yeah, that's what I was. It's just, like I said, it's just coming up with ideas.
It's just putting it to it. It's hard. It is.
Yes.
Which is why I gave you ideas when I thought the other day, and I was like, oh, you could do shirts that say, like, what crystal will make you go away, or, like, there isn't enough amethyst in the world for today, or things like that.
Yeah, and I was super appreciative of that idea. I actually immediately went to the computer and tried to think of an idea, and it was like all of the information I have about crystals in my brain just left. And that's how it is when I try to create TikToks too, and I'm like, I know this information. Why is it so hard for me to put it into words all of a sudden?
Yeah, like, there's some kind of demand that makes everything harder when there's, like, a demand on it, and you have to do it.
Is there?
Versus, like, just coming up with ideas. Like, when you're sitting down to do it, you're like, oh, I have to come up, I need to come up with these ideas. And that's when your mind is like, la, la, la. Oh, look at that. Like,
yes, totally. Yeah.
When I was showering today, I was thinking that I want to I'm going to create two Etsy listings a day kind of goal. Because that's reasonable. Even if it takes me 4 hours to come up with two Etsy listings, it's still a reasonable goal for doing that. And it shouldn't, like, especially maybe as I get going and kind of, I think part of it too is we don't have, like, our look picked out yet. Like, for me, I've noticed stores have, like, a look. Like, they all the shirts kind of look similar, follow the certain pattern or whatever. And so I I have trouble because I see this and that and the other thing, and you could do this and you could do that. And I don't know what look I want for my store.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. And see, for me, mine's kind of easy because it's already niched down. I mean, it's a crystal show. It's Crystal Oddities Emporium. So I can do crystals. I can do oddities. I can do, you know, I kind of have some freedom with it.
Well, and I get it. I just had Tanya Awesome shop or store. I don't even remember. And so I want to keep it with hilarious, funny, cute, cool, just like things that I like. And maybe that's just what I do is like, I like this. I'm going to put it in. Somebody else might. I don't know. Twitch. Have you still been doing Twitch streaming?
No, but I was actually about to say that. I was about to tell you that we need to do that, the co-working stream, so that we're actually productive.
Yeah.
Like, if we tie it to working, if that does that make sense? Like, if we tie it to the Twitch stream, like we have, I mean, not like we have to do it, but like we're scheduled to do a co-working Twitch stream, so that makes me more productive. Like, I'm going to work on homework, or I'm going to work on my Etsy shop while we're Twitch streaming.
I think that makes sense. And that would be something that our followers could start doing with us, because it's really weird the way that it does work to like mirror somebody else that's just sitting there working, and you feel like, oh, I need to quietly work too. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's great. I also, I haven't looked into Twitch as much, but I have been, I think maybe next month, since I have like all these other goals this month, I think maybe next month I might want to, whenever I play video games, I'll stream it on Twitch. Especially now that I have the setup that I do, because I got my main computer. I took a USB HDMI cable and hooked it up to my TV. So I can lay here in bed and play my video games on the TV that are on my computer. And it's so amazing.
Totally.
Yeah. It's like a really good computer, but like now I have this big screen and I can be like totally chill and relaxed while I do it. So, I started playing Pal World with my sister, and I'm obsessed.
I haven't. I'm still playing Stardew Valley. I'm doing the new update. I just play like little bits at a time. I haven't gotten into a game recently, and I feel like I need to. But at the same time, like not like I need to, but like I want to. But I have a lot of books that I have to read right now, because I got a lot of ARCs in the last couple of days. Like, I think I have like 6 I need to read.
Well, you let me know if you want to do Pal World one day, because, well, and yeah, so it's like a, it's a, it's like Pokemon. Okay. It reminds me of Zelda in that it's a super open world, mountains, hills, water, you're going to climb, jump, paraglide, all that stuff. But then it reminds me of, I played Raft, and it reminds me most of Raft. But it's, you set up a base as well while you're there, and you do a lot of crafting. So I got to go mine ore and all this stuff. But then as you're collecting your pals, you can set up so that they're just collecting it on your base all the time, and they help you like make stuff and cook stuff and murder other pals, and you can fly around on them and you can ride on them to go faster. You can give your monkey and your squirrel machine guns so that they can fight with you with machine guns and stuff. Like, it's really cool. I really have enjoyed it personally now that I'm figuring it out.
Yeah,
because my sister took me to play it, and she was just like, follow me, we're going here, we're going here, we're doing this, we're setting this up. And I'm like, I don't know what's happening, I've never played this before. I did not enjoy it until I got to a higher level.
Yeah.
And so, and that Sam doesn't enjoy it, and I think he would at a higher level.
Mm-hmm.
Because he liked, Raft was a game we played where you're floating on a raft and you collect stuff out of the water. But yeah. I also change everything because I don't want to work that hard for this stuff. So, like, I have it so people will not attack me on my base. I have it so it doesn't take 20 hours to hatch my eggs. they will hatch right now. Like, I definitely cheat a little bit for those things. But
yeah, so you have mods.
I have mods. I changed custom difficulties.
I have Stardew Valleys modded on my computer because I'm the same way. Yeah. Like, all of my incubation and stuff are like same day or like next day. All of my my speed, I turn my speed up every single time because I hate how slow it is walking. Like, there's certain things that I cheat on too because I'm like, fuck this.
Same. School, how's school going for you?
It is so, it's just a lot for this one class. I mean, it's like, I swear, it's the book that we're using. We're using McGraw-Hill, and it's so hard to conceptually understand. Mm-hmm. And I swear it's because it's McGraw-Hill. I just hate that brand.
Just don't like them.
I just don't like them. And so I'm like, I hate this. So I have like a C right now, but we'll see. I'm trying to get it up.
That's okay. A C isn't bad. I haven't done anything with Coursera. Maybe when we start Twitching, that might be the other thing. I really do want to do the analyst stuff and maybe look for some work doing that. Mm-hmm. In terms of jobs and stuff. I'm not sure. I might have qualified for unemployment. I don't know. I applied for it the other day because I was applying to defer my student loans. Mm-hmm. And then I got like a whole bunch of paperwork and I called in and they were like, oh, okay. We'll process this.
Okay.
And I'm like, do I have unemployment right now? I'm honestly not sure. So I'm trying to like do the things that they say, but that would be absolutely amazing for us if I do.
Yeah, totally. But
I'm still looking for jobs. I actually have an interview Saturday. Kind of. It's an interview. It's a contract position. I'm not sure how it'll be. It's a healthcare data analyst position. Oh, cool. It's a contract position. And the pay at the most is $25 an hour though. Which isn't much, but in terms of like contract and freelance jobs, it's kind of what you run into. So
I wouldn't know. I took a break from applying because nobody wants me. I think it's just because I haven't worked in 3 years now, 4 years. I forgot what year it was. I haven't worked. I have a gap in my employment history. So I think that's what's messing me up. So I did plan on doing Coursera some this weekend, but my friend is also coming to visit. So, so I'll do that on Sunday, but, we should definitely do it on Twitch just so that we could kill two birds with one stone and maybe get it done because I need to do that bookkeeping course. Like, I'm halfway through it. I need to just do it.
It's just hard.
No excuses.
I've had just no motivation for anything at all the last two weeks. And it's like I went so hard and now everything is getting up this morning was too much. Showering was a lot. Doing this is a lot. And it's because I just don't feel good. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure why. Like, I'm always kind of nauseous with like a low grade headache.
For me, that's like completely normal. I'm like, oh, that's a good day. That's my normal.
Yeah, but it makes it like, and it's what majority of my normal is, but it's why I don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
I do have days where I'm not nauseous. And so, you know. But today is not that day. And same with, I have days where I don't have a headache when I wake up.
Mm-hmm. I have a headache right now. So it's like right here.
I do too. Oh, mine's like full frontal headache nudity.
I had a migraine the other day. So I'm,
me too.
I've expected
to have like residual headaches because I had to take my migraine rescue med. So it is what it is.
Beans.
Sorry.
I had my EDS consult on Monday.
Yay.
And she scored me as, yes, you have EDS. Mm-hmm. So actually my genetic test came yesterday. It's sitting on the table to do, and I got to go get the labs. But do have the EDS. It was funny. Looking at the thing, it made me think of it now. Because she was like, do you have she's like, your teeth look good. And I'm like, my teeth are not good. They're very squished up here. She goes, have you ever been told you have a small mouth? And I'm like, yeah, my dentist always say I have a small mouth. She goes, smile really big for me. And so I did. She said, she said, people who have big black gaps on the side, that's a indicator of the little palate and small mouth. I'm like,
That's what she told me too. Because she asked me the same. She was like, have you ever been told you have a small mouth? I was like, yes, by every single dentist I've ever had. I get so annoyed
like, it's by really
that.
Hard to work hard. In here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a really small mouth. I'm like,
like, just test me for strep like you're supposed to. Quit commenting on my mouth. So, but she said the same thing about the big gaps for me too. I was like, oh, thanks. That's something to be self-conscious about now.
Well, it's funny because I've always been very self-conscious of my smile because it's a lot of gums and then big gaps. So I've always been self-conscious, but I've always still smiled because like when you smile, it's teeth and nine's a lot of gums. And I've always hated that. But now I know that's a thing too. We did the, you know, we looked at everything and it's like mild, but there. Like, I'm not like a, wow, you're Gumby. But she's like, no, you don't really have it, though. So that's fun.
Told you.
I was nervous. I'm not as flexible. Yeah, I'm not as flexible. And there's some things, like she said, you know, my neck skin's like a mild. And I think that's why I'm like, oh, no, I'm not pulling on that. Because there, I remember a kid in school. And he could do it and it would come like all the way out here. He was completely like, he had it bad, bad, bad. And that's what in my head, that's what I'm looking for. So
I know. I knew that because you were like, it's not stretching. I'm like, bitch, yes, it is. Like,
well, it's hard to be stretchy or is it loose skin from losing weight?
It's stretchy.
I had paused my Audible for a while because I had a lot of credits and, you know, money. And I finally pulled the trigger and because there was a book I wanted. It's a stupid book talk. Okay.
I did the same thing.
I love you, book talk. I do. But my favorite book ever growing up was Ella Enchanted. Okay. Mm-hmm. I hate the movie. I dislike Anne Hathaway because of the travesty that movie is compared to the book. Like, book is amazing, top tier. At least back when I used to read it when I was 14. So, somebody was like, if you liked Ella Enchanted, read this book. And so I was like, okay, cool, let me look it up. It's not on Kindle Unlimited. But there was an Audible, and so I was like, okay, well, let me just renew this and sign up and buy that. So, yeah. But even that, I've been struggling with my listening to books. I've almost finished listening to The Unbound, which I think I have like 2 hours left on it. I was listening to it while I was gardening, finally. I've been trying really, really hard to do my things that have been on my to-do list forever to get them off. And one of them was planting an herb garden. I finally did that.
Cool.
But I haven't even opened my Kindle. I haven't even tried to read because I just know I can't right now.
I have been struggling to read, but it's because I'm have to read certain books, and now that I have to read those books, I don't want to read those books. I want to read the book that I had zero interest in last month, like all of a sudden. And so I'm just like, so I'm struggling to do that, but I'm finding time now that my house is mostly clean. I'm finding more time to read, so that's what I've been doing. It's been okay. I'm almost done with my
time. I just don't.
Yeah, I'm almost done with the Audible book I started like 2 months ago.
I'm just, I might just DNF it, honestly. It's just not my cup of tea.
Yeah, just do it. I don't think that it's worth it pushing through. Like, the one that I'm listening to, I like it. And it is my, like, I like it. But, like, I remember seeing somebody on BookTok be like, hey, guys, we should really score these things differently. Five being absolutely have to read it. Four being like, it was good. Three being like, it was okay. Two being like, I almost didn't finish it. And one star being like, I didn't finish it. I'm like, that's a really good rating system.
I thought that's how most people rated them. That's how I rate them.
I don't think so. A lot of people just do five. Or if they are, they just have bad taste.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and yeah, that's true. That's true. I'm not going to go further into that thought process because then I'm going to start. It's just going to be bad. Controversial opinion time. Just kidding.
I mean, no, but yes, but like. And so, like, my problem is, so, like, I have a book that I got to do an arc and I can't pick it up, but it's my head isn't staying present in anything. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I have to have two things going on at all times, so I can't read the book.
Yeah, that's how, like, I'm struggling in this podcast right now because I am having to do one thing and I need to be doing two things. Like, I need to be doing this podcast and working on this one thing. Like,
I have my pen and my paper, and every once in a while I'm writing something down as I think about it, because I'm like, oh yeah, I'm that, and we're doing that, and I'm doodling, like, all this was literally just a list and I've just been doodling all over it because it's what you have to do. Yeah. So, and that's why I'm struggling with reading books, because it's one thing, and I haven't, since I read Kiss of Deception, I haven't found another book that has just pulled me in. Where I'm like, I have to know what's gonna happen.
You should definitely read that King's Preparatory series. That one's good. It's a YA series, so no spice. Really good.
Okay. I don't mind spice. I have no problem with big spicy scenes, but they don't, like, I don't read books for the spice. So I do enjoy the ones with the, like, a 1 or a 2 star rating, which more than like a 4 or 5, because whenever they're 4 or 5, that's like all it is and there's no story and I'm not interested in it. I'm trying to read a story here.
you don't like the smutty books. You like spicy books is the difference.
Yes.
Because, like, to me, that's what it is. If it's just all sex, it's smut. Like, it's there, no plot. And so, and I don't actually like, I'm more of like a 3 spice 4 spice, like, does that make sense? Like, the spice has to carry the spice. Like, a little more spice, but it still has to carry the plot along. Like,
yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess whenever I read, like, more spice, I feel like the sex scenes get repetitive.
Yes.
And that's why I don't enjoy, like, a 3 and a 4, because it gets so repetitive in the sex scenes.
Mm-hmm. And see, for me, what counts for me as, like, a 3 or 4 is not the amount, because the amount, like, I agree with you. If it's, like, over and over again, I'm like, I skip it, because I'm like, okay, I've heard this, and it doesn't do anything. But, like, if it's, like, detailed spice, or, like, you can hear their thoughts while the spices scenes are happening, you know, like, that kind of stuff, that's, like, where it's, like, okay, this is good. This is the good spice. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. And I can see that. And I think part of my spiciness, too, for me, is because I don't have a visual imagination.
Yeah.
So when there are spicy scenes, when there's lots of descriptions, it's very boring for me. If we're just describing a lot of stuff, it's very boring. And so, that's why I get bored with sex scenes. A lot of adjectives, descriptions, and things that I don't use in my plots at all.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. I'm more of a intellectual, like, if you're going through the thought process while it's happening, I guess, then I'm more into it, because that's what happens with me.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's why, like,
it's for dinner.
That's why I agree with you. Like, if we're having thoughts and conversation and there's progressing the story,
yeah,
that's great. If it's, you know, I think of the Never Ever More Never series with the Neverland. Oh,
yeah, and that was so much.
That's smut. It's just smut.
Yeah, it's just smut. Yep.
Like, I don't even know. I think the story progressed like a day is what it felt like. And yeah, more than half of it was sex. But, you know, yes, if that's what you're into, absolutely go read it. Very interesting sex scenes, I will say.
I know. But like, versus like the Bonds That Tie series, some of the sex scenes mm-hmm. progress the plot. Like,
yeah. And it's.
It's but towards just, the
it's
end,
one of those things. Yeah, towards the end, it did not God, at all.
That, yeah, we both agree on that. Like, that should have been a 3-book series, not a 5.
Yeah, towards the end, I was like, oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I think I finished it. I think I skipped like a bunch of the middle of the book and just went to the end.
That's funny. The
7th book, and I just wanted to get it over with. But, like, that 7th book is so repetitive. It's the same fight and sex scenes, I felt like, sorry, over and over again.
You're yeah, good, but the first 3 books, I thought, I mean, the yeah, plot was good. But you're right, man, that was should not have been a 5-book series at all. That was so.
I really yeah, feel like I'm a 3-4-book series. After that, I get bored with it.
I love me a good duology. I love 2-book series. And you know me, every time I think it's a 2-book series, it always ends up being more and I get more, pissed yeah, off. But, oh well. Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
I wonder if we don't have our hands in too many things. Like, our problem might be that we enjoy too much stuff.
No shit. Yeah.
We enjoy video games and books and crystals and this and that and the other thing. And we're like, I want to make money on something I enjoy. And we're like, I like all of these things. Come like them with me.
I know. Like, I know. Well, and see, that's why, like, my crystal shop is just crystal. Like, I don't post about my crystal shop on my TikTok because my TikTok is straight book talk and Taylor Swift. Like, and that's how it's going to
yeah,
stay.
Yeah, you've gotten it niched down. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's mostly Taylor Swift, like not even book talk anymore. I mean, so, but I'm fine with that because I can talk about that all day long.
Forever.
Yeah. And nobody else in my life likes Taylor Swift like I do. You know, like you enjoy it, which but like, fair, you know, but am I going to talk to you about Taylor Swift for hours? No, I'm not. You know,
no, same with like. And that's fine. That's great. Yeah, because I don't have those
hyperfixations like I do.
Affection. Yeah, I don't have those on people.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, I have it. And if I do, it's never as extreme and it's temporary. Like.
Yeah. And see, that's where I think that's why some of my Taylor Swift content, like that's why I haven't been posting, because a lot of the Taylor Swift content that you can post about is about her personal life and like where she's been. And I don't do that. Like, I don't even look into that. Like, I like her. I'm more obsessed with her music, not mm-hmm. so much her as a person, if that makes sense.
It does. Yeah.
And so like, I don't have content to post the last couple of days because I don't fucking care that she was at Coachella. Like, I care about the album that's going to drop tonight at midnight.
I mean, like, the stuff that you need to go on the Adulting on Hard Mode TikTok and just start scrolling, because it mm-hmm. is like suddenly Swift talk, I think, between the two of us. But it's because of all this coming out, and I have gained an appreciation for Taylor Swift due to you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, I've always liked her and she's fine. But because I've been exposed more and more to her from you, there's mm-hmm. this other deeper appreciation for her and like the effort and like the thoughts behind some of the things she does. Yeah. There's the art installation down there right now. And that's the big thing everybody's talking about that I see is everybody going like about the art installation and like I sent you some videos on them too. And if you watch them, you will fall down a rabbit hole and become a conspiracy. Yeah. Like there's, but it's what she enjoys doing. Like she likes setting up these Easter eggs and clues and hints for her fans. She enjoys it. And the fans love it.
Love it.
So like I have this appreciation for her for just even that. Like,
oh yeah.
And after watching her Miss Americana thing and seeing her process, so much respect.
I love her music process and the writing process. And I've enjoyed the documentaries. I've enjoyed all the Easter eggs and stuff that have come from it. I just don't like when it comes to like content creation on like the Easter eggs and stuff. It goes back to the I all of a sudden don't know what I'm talking about and I don't want to post something and look dumb, you know? Mm-hmm. So like I posted something earlier and everyone was like, yeah, that's because it's a merch drop. It's a merch drop. And I wanted to be like, I know, but like, but still, what else? Like, like that. And like,
yeah, but what else? And that's like, you could easily do that though with your content creation on TikTok is to take that and be like, look, I'm getting this comment a lot and I know that, but like da, 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 da. And that's what you could easily do for like a TikTok, I think. So
I did post something on Adulting on Hard Mode earlier with Taylor Swift music on it, but sorry, not sorry.
It's okay. I don't care. The only thing is, was it a commercial or like a commercial sound? Because I think that's a business account.
I don't think it's a business account.
Is it not? Okay.
No, because that would be when it is a business account, it's not an option. You can't even see that stuff. So I made sure because, Sorry. I've had 2 Red Bulls today.
Oh, okay. I saw that caffeine starting to kick your booty hole.
It is. I got a new, it's Karuba and elderflower.
Oh. It's,
it was a new flavor. It's good.
I didn't know Karuba was a flavor. So up, or like what Karuba is, up north in Wisconsin, we have a company called Quick Trip. It's a gas station with a K.
Mm-hmm.
Quick Trip. Yeah. And they sell Karuba coffee.
Okay.
So that's the first thing that ran into my head when you said it. So now I'm like, what's a Karuba? I don't know before in my life.
The flavor was really good. So it tastes nice. It tastes fruity.
All right. Well, cool, 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 cool. Cool beans.
Wow.
Otherwise, you know, the only other really big thing in my life right now is we're getting a new roof next week.
Fun.
We had that draining. So tomorrow somebody comes at 8 a.m. to take the solar panels off. So I need to sleep tonight. And then Monday or Tuesday, they're coming to redo our roof.
I have my EDS follow-up next week.
Yay.
So I get to tell her that I can't get physical therapy. Well, she knows, but I have to get a book instead to do physical therapy every day and go over my labs and see what the next step is because my ANA was positive.
Yeah. And so there's a next step, probably rheumatologist. Although she's really great. She is so great. And I know.
So that's like the option to stay with her because she was like, you can like at the end of the follow-up, I'll give you all the paperwork that you can take back to your PCP or you can stay with me. And I was like, I'm staying with you. Like,
yeah, like
there, no question about that. It's cheap and it's cheaper to stay with her paying out of pocket every month than it is to see rheumatology. It's like $280 a month to stay with her. And that comes with like 2 appointments a month.
Oh.
So, yeah.
That's not bad at all.
That's not bad at all. So, and she's so, like, I've only had 2 appointments with her. She's so good and she's so thorough and she's so nice and she doesn't gaslight you and like her. So I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to stay with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she was like, yeah, we'll check that too. Sure. Why not? And I was just like, what? And she's like, have you ever been to a rheumatologist? I'm like, no, nobody has ever sent me to a rheumatologist. Everybody's always just told me nothing. Told me nothing, if I'm perfectly honest.
Yeah.
They'll just be like, oh, cool, that's a thing. Anyway, moving on. Like, when I would tell doctors my knee didn't feel stable, when I would say it feels like wiggly when I stand, it doesn't feel stable. And they would just check my ACL and they'd be like, it's still there.
Yeah.
Nothing's wrong. Okay. Sounds good. A lot of things are wrong.
Well, and I've seen a rheumatologist. The last time I saw a rheumatologist, he told me that fibromyalgia is a sleep disorder. And he had such success with giving people Flexeril to take at night as a sleeping medication. And in my head, I was like, well, yeah, everyone's feeling better because they're knocked the fuck out with Flexeril. And it's relaxing their muscles so they're not in pain. Like, of course it works, you know? And he was like, oh, but you're taking something for sleep, so I can't help you. And that was the last time I saw a rheumatologist.
That's so nice of them.
Yeah. So I don't want to go back.
And that's my problem too, is you run into so many doctors that it's just awful. And I just don't even want to return to them. And so like finding her is nice because she's super great. I think I want to follow with her until we have at least everything diagnosed and like plans and have her as like a backup. But because my insurance, my copay is $0 annual and $30 doctor visits, so it doesn't save me money to stay with her.
Yeah, well, it does. Yeah, it does for me just because I have an HMO, and so it doesn't cover a lot of things. But it covered the labs with her, and which was great because it was going to be like $1,900, and I only had to pay $74.
Oh, nice. Yeah, but she said usually labs and stuff are covered, genetic tests are covered. Like, she doesn't have issues with those. So
yeah, well, she codes the fuck out of everything. Like my diagnostic codes, I had like 15. On my diagnostic codes for my labs. So yeah, she gets it covered.
Yeah. Wow. Good for her.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I think we don't really have much else to kind of talk about. Did you have anything else going on?
I mean, nope. I have my appointment next week and we have the podcast and I have school and homeschool and I mean, just the usual.
Your friend is coming. Is it just for fun or like
just... Yeah, her and her husband are coming just to visit. Like, her husband's friends with my husband. She's one of my best friends, so they want to try to come. We want to try to visit each other at least like go back and forth every other month, just to see each other. And oh, that's who was calling me. She was calling me whenever we were filming. So
that's fair. I it's so funny because I actually was thinking, and I was like, would Sam and Andrew be friends? Like, can I get them to be friends?
Yeah.
And my thought process is no, they wouldn't be friends on their own, but they would hang out and be friendly if we hung them out together.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking. That's why I was like, yeah.
Yeah, like they'd be friendly, but like I want them to have another friend.
Yeah, that's what, like, and see, with me and my friend Kylie, our husbands were actually friends first. I was actually friends with her husband first because I knew him from somewhere else, and then we met at their work thing, and then me and Kylie became closer and fast friend, you know, so now we're closer than they are.
Oh,
it happens.
Otherwise, I did want to just touch base before we quit and say, for the fact that I spent 30 minutes doing my makeup for Carrie to
I'm sorry. I did not mean to hurt your feelings with that. Like,
I was just really excited to see your makeup. And then I was like, oh, did you put any on?
Did you wear any? Yeah, I spent 30 minutes.
You're like, fuck you.
See it? It's hard for me, though. It takes me a long time. I'm not very good at it. I'm not used to wearing a lot of makeup. So also, like, this is a lot for me. And it looks like so much more, I feel like, in person, which usually it looks like more on camera. I feel like people, like, blink and stuff. And I'm like, oh, it's so pretty. And I'm like, I don't even see anything.
On the camera, it doesn't. Like, mine, I have a lot of makeup on, and it doesn't look as makeup-y as in person, which is surprising to me. But, like, and I have a full I have a full face on.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Bless you.
And it just
looks I have concealer, I have foundation, I have bronzer, I have blush, I have eyeshadow, I have mascara, I have lip oil, I have primer, I have setting spray, I have more than powder. Like, I have a fuck ton. I'm just really white.
Sorry. I'm gonna do some self-tanning. I'm gonna do a self-tanning later for some self-care.
Considering it, but yeah, for self-care corner this week, I don't know. I've been doing so much, like, self-care-ish stuff. My big thing was having this house clean.
Same.
I went balls to the wall, bro. Yesterday, my biggest thing that has been in my head since I quit my job was cleaning my bathroom. Have I done that yet? No. In 2.5 months. No. And I don't mean I haven't, like, I've scrubbed the toilet once or twice, you know, like, I've done that, but I haven't, like, mopped in this. So I figured out that that's too much for me to do all at once anyway, because I needed to scrub the shower, scrub the tub, scrub the sinks, mop the floors. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, I'm so proud of myself because this was a really big moment. I admitted that I can't just go in and do it all. And so I said, okay, today we're just going to do the shower doors, which doesn't sound like that much, but it's a really big I had to take the doors off the hinges because they slide and they have these, like, plastic gaskets on the bottom. Mm-hmm. And these plastic gaskets have the hole where the glass goes in, which is full of mold and gunk and residue from the water, but also little flippers on the underside full of mold and gunk and what I assume was Sam's beard hairs, but it might have been my beard hairs, if you know what I mean. But
yeah.
It's full of hair.
T-shirt. TikTok.
In any case, that was one of those things that I was like, I need to say this because it's funny. But
sorry.
Yeah, I had to cut a washcloth in half because the corner of the washcloth didn't fit in those grooves to get the gunk out of there. Gross. And I had to do that to both of them. Yeah. So it took me an hour or two just to get the doors and the gaskets and under the doors and stuff all clean. Mm-hmm. But it feels so nice. I got to do the rest of the shower now. But
yeah,
I guess for self-care for me, it's, I don't know. What do you have for self-care? I'm not ready.
My self-care, I'm going to do some self-tan and hang out with my friend.
You know what? My self corner, I'm going to try to start walking again.
That's a good idea.
I haven't been at all. I'm going to try to just do a mile. You know, I was walking three, so I should be able to do one.
Yeah.
And then listening to my books, because I think it gets me going. All right. Well, I think that's it. Thanks, everybody. Have a good week. Bye.
Bye, guys.